You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Clinton Yates.
What up?
So the Rams practice has ended for day one.
We're the last folks standing, last booth standing, if you will.
The energy and excitement and belief is still going on, though.
Yeah.
I mean, MJD's over here talking to us just a few minutes ago about, you know, Stafford and his timing and how quickly he's already on the same page. I'm telling you right now, everybody opens training camp and everybody believes it's Super Bowl or bust, baby.
It's a good team, though. I don't know about bust, but Super Bowl is within reason, you know? I mean, it's interesting to see a team, too, that can talk about that. We talked to Les Snead earlier in the show, and he didn't shy away from it. You know, he said, listen, we're obviously going to start with division before we get worried about Super Bowl goals, but it wasn't like he was mad at us for bringing it up.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Not at all. I mean, this is within their sights, and I think that's reasonable considering the talent they had and the talent they have gotten in the offseason.
All right, we're back to Rams training camp in a matter of moments, but Laura Romo at UNEEQ _ is standing by with what you need to know. Hi, Laura.
Hey, guys. What's up, Amanda? I hear you back there. So you guys may or may not know.
Are you watching the live stream?
No, man, I got so much going on back here.
She's working, bro.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but we look hot.
I bet y'all do. You guys are good-looking men over there. Okay.
No, I mean, like, it's scorching right now. In
man,
fact,
take
the
compliment.
Just beating down on us.
I gave you a compliment
know,
and you didn't take it.
Sorry. Thank you, girlfriend.
Reject that application, Clint. Anyways, so you guys may or may not know.
Pending.
You guys may or may not know that Kanye West is working on his new album. It actually got pushed back from the July 23rd release to August 6th. And it's named after his late mother, Donda. But that's not the interesting news. Is that he moved in. He switched addresses, okay? And this man has a lot of money. But you know where he's living right now? The Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Because that's where he's going to finish his album. I was like, okay, how much money y'all got to have to move into a stadium and say, clear, I need a bedroom right there because my creative juices need to flow. And for whatever reason, that's where he said he was going to go. And this isn't new for him. He did this back in 2018 and he did it in Wyoming. But I was like, yo, I don't think I've done anything. Obviously, I don't got the money to do this. But if I did, I don't know if I would. What crazy thing? Because, Cap, you were in the NFL. Have you done or things that you're like, okay, that was crazy, but it helped me get to where I needed to be?
Well, I was in the NFL for like a cup of coffee. It was a good cup of coffee. Nice vanilla creamer. It was lovely. For me, I one time rented out Dodger Stadium, and I had a date on the third base line.
Yeah, that was
Dodger
not you.
Stadium. And, oh,
that
was
Drake.
That?
That was Drake.
Oh, yeah, that's Drake. Right. My bad. Yeah. My bad.
Awkward.
My B.
Yeah.
My B.
So, hold on. I have some things to say about this because Kanye West been on the oxygen list for a long time, just so we're clear on that. And number two, I like the laugh to laugh at the fact that, okay, he's staying in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Have you ever been there, by the way?
Is this Atlanta or New Orleans?
It's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Okay. But, like, he's clearly staying in what is basically an MLS locker room. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Mercedes-Benz Stadium is some ritzy place. He's not staying in the new joint that the Raiders are in Vegas. Like, it's literally just a warehouse. You know what I mean? I'm like, how do your creative juices get flowing inside of that building? I don't understand that at all. I saw a national championship game there. It was fun, but it didn't make me want to go finish an album. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get – it's not translating to me, Greg.
But he doesn't need that. You know, he doesn't need all like the hustle and bustle of all these brand new Allegiant Stadium type places. He goes to Wyoming and just hangs out in Wyoming. What's the difference between that and, you know, an MLS stadium?
But hold on a second. Isn't this Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta?
Yes.
Practically brand new. In fact, the Rams played there in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It's one of the new stadiums.
It's nice. I mean, if you've been, you know. It's nice, but, like, it's not anything different than what we've seen. Well, that might not be true. I mean, it's got a ceiling, or rather a roof, that may or may not open on any given day. You never know about that. It's got a massive press box, that's for sure. It's got field level. It was the first team that had the field level club seats. But like, you walk around down in the bowels of it, it's just like any other stadium. You know what I mean? Mm. It's not like it's that nice on the inside. I would never think, oh, yeah, let me shack up here for a month. This is where I'm really going to get my best work done. No way.
It's not like it's SoFi where it has like the Oculus that goes all the way around.
You know
he's watching himself as he's walking around the stadium. No, it's a little different.
None of that.
He probably would.
I thought
like
I was going to fall out. Yeah. I literally thought I was going to fall out of that stadium. The Super Bowl a couple years ago, the Rams are there playing, obviously, against the Patriots, right? And I'm so high up in this stadium. I got, like, the worst seats in the entire place. Like, put it this way. When I got there and I had my media credential, I was like, yo, so, like, where's my seat? And they're like, with that credential, you don't even have a seat.
Right.
Just walk around, jerk. Right? So I'm literally, Clinton, I promise you, I am at the absolute top of this stadium.
It's a big one.
Okay? Now, the national anthem is going to start, and they're going to open the roof while the anthem is playing so that you can see the flyover. I mean, they're really putting on their top production. I have no idea that this is coming. I'm telling you, without exaggeration, I'm at the top of this stadium. The roof opens, and all of a sudden, it gets super windy, like swirling wind. And I'm not joking when I tell you, I'm like grabbing onto things.
I've been there.
I'm gonna be blown out of this
thing. Familiar. Yeah, I have attended multiple things there. It's quite a place. Massive upgrade from the Georgia Dome, but not a place you'll see me laying my head anytime soon.
Kanye.
Yeah, Mr. West is occupying the building.
That was a lot of oxygen for not being on the oxygen.
Right?
I was talking about the stadium, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's how we do that work around here.
It's funny you say he's interesting. I find him annoying. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Again, it's the no oxygen list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sticking to my guns.
I needed a story, man. It was interesting.
Oh, no, I'm here. You do your thing. This is a personal list.
No, I agree. I agree with you, though. I agree. The ex-wife, my oxygen list.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see. Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole family.
Alas.
Okay,
America's greatest television family. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that.
Let's not do that.
It's true.
Let's not do
it's
that.
Simply true.
No.
Oh, we got some guys playing soccer over here in the background. A little kickabout, lads.
All right. Yeah. There's no more football being played in front of us here.
A little
one touch.
A little one touch action happening here. How are the Anteaters do? How's the Anteater soccer team do most recently?
It's a good question.
It's the kind of research we need in back behind the scenes.
I think, and somebody can check me on this, and I'm sure that there are plenty of people listening right now that can tell us all about UC Irvine and their athletic department, but I think that UC Irvine is best known for swimming. I think.
I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Greg, look, what, you're shaking your head.
I have no idea. I'm looking up UCI D1 soccer results.
By the way, just the same way I was trying to convince Maurice Jones-Drew that Kansas is still a good basketball program and they won the national championship this last year.
They did not win.
I know. I was lying.
All right.
Okay.
Got the right conference, though.
I made it up, you know. And so I think, although I could be making this up, I think that UCI is best known for their swimming program.
Well, also, I think what's clear here is that we have displaced these soccer players. This would otherwise be what we like to call the training ground. In the football world, by football I mean football, but they're now kicking over on what is sort of a side yard that has been sort of cordoned off here. They're getting a couple shots in, getting a couple passes in. We love to see it.
I would tell everybody who's tuning in today that if you miss seeing sports live, or I should say missed, coming out to training camp is an awesome thing to do.
And pretty good vibe, yeah.
I would suggest you go onto the Rams website, therams.com, and find out all the information about when they're open, you know, when you can get out here, what time they practice. This is a great place for fans because they've got tons of seating. They've got tents over the seating because it's hot AF, okay? And it's just a fun, open place where you can watch your team get ready for the season.
And you can still get relatively close, Cap. Like some of these training camps you go to, you can't get remotely this close. I mean, even before COVID, you know what I mean? Like, you can at least be a good, what are we looking at here, Greg? 10 yards from where these guys are? I mean, it, you know, you're not off in the distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, the setup is pretty central. It's a fun experience, and it's a low-level lift, most importantly. You know what I mean? You don't have to go over the river and through the woods if you're, you know, on campus. It's pretty solid.
Speaking of NFL training camp, coming up, I want to get your opinion on what happened today in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for everybody that has gotten bored with Aaron Rodgers and his offseason saga, today was amazing. Aaron Rodgers this morning at about 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time had a press conference wearing a Packers hat, wearing a Packers t-shirt, with the Packers logos behind him, with the Packers microphone in front of his face, and Aaron Rodgers went scorched earth on the Packer organization. Clinton, I want to get your opinion on what you heard. We'll have everybody else hear what Aaron Rodgers said earlier today. We are at Rams training camp.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, the SLK is live from UCI. Just recently we had on MJD. It's been an afternoon filled with people's initials. It's been great. CY, Clinton Yates.
What up?
How are you?
I am tremendous. Again, the breeze has come in. The Guns have gotten a lot of lovely play today. Tank Top Wednesday is the situation that we like the developments for. And I'm getting the glasses guy. I'm a big groundskeeper guy. In terms of what we look at facilities, and
can you just let me like take that in for like 1 second?
Yeah, you play a lot of baseball. You end up being a big groundskeeper person because you end up being the groundskeeper on the team that you play on. So when you see the professionals do it well, it's something to admire. And we got this guy running his Forrest Gump lawnmower right now. So yeah I'm liking it.
It's true though. By the way, listen. Here's what I can tell you. I coached so many years of Little League, man. I would show up at that field. I would cut the lawn.
Raking, man, it's real.
I'd water it all.
Exactly.
Took a lot of pride in those fields.
Yeah, I mean, it matters. You know?
I just like that you're a big grounds crew guy.
Yeah. They're like, grounds crew IG is wild. Like, these guys all follow each other, and they all critique each other's plans and so forth.
Wait a second. There is a groundskeeper IG
community.
Yeah. This is
incredible. It might be Twitter, but like whatever. Like these guys will chalk talk how they went about their rollouts for their what are they called? Tarps and like all these other things and like decisions they have to make and all this stuff. Yeah, it's a real part of
the
game.
So like on a baseball field, are they talking about like the different ways that they make those lines?
Or like when you had to make your call for when you were gonna call a game and stuff like that. Yeah, all of this is part of the
goodness, that's unbelievable.
There's a groundskeeper community.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I didn't know.
It's a whole thing.
How do I find this on IG?
Radio show to do here, guys.
I'm interested in this.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, earlier today, we had Amanda, our boss, on, and we had a question in would you rather have a pet monkey or a pet chameleon? And she mentioned this pet monkey called Tiki the Monkey, T-I-K-I, Tiki the Monkey on Instagram. That monkey had about 100 followers when we started. We're up to 154 followers. And I think, Clinton, the bio, Tiki, started from the bottom, now I'm here, nap queen, natural born climber, and banana connoisseur. How could you not follow Tiki the Monkey?
I mean, until I see Tiki the Monkey eat a banana, I don't know that I'm buying that monkey is a banana connoisseur. That's an assumptive scouting report, Greg.
Well, that's what you just assume.
You just assume the monkey's good at eating bananas.
I don't know,
because she's a monkey.
Tiki the Monkey said that. That's what she said about herself. It's her bio.
I believe you. Yeah. He's showing me the phone.
Yeah, I just want you to see. Not me, man.
That's funny.
All right, so listen. Let me get your thoughts on something here. Let me get your opinion on something here. Earlier today, it's like 10 a.m. Pacific time.
I think the feed's out. Sorry, phone went off. Anyway.
All right, it's 10 a.m. this morning, and ESPN goes to live coverage of Aaron Rodgers having a press conference. This is his introductory press conference at training camp.
Yeah.
Now this is pretty standard operating stuff here. He's a star quarterback. Camp's about to open. Let's hear what he has to say. But this is obviously a very unique situation this year.
Big time unique situation.
Because his offseason was, I want out, I want to be traded, I hate the organization, etc. Okay. Well, now he's going to talk, and he's going to get raw. So, Laura, in no particular order, let's have Clinton, myself, and everybody tuning in today hear what Aaron Rodgers said so that we can come back and give some feedback on what he said. But he was going off today on the organization. Laura, give us a little something.
I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency at the first has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been... used, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So there's some resentment there,
well,
for sure.
Well, here's why. I mean, look, when Dan Marino was a quarterback, when Jim Kelly was a quarterback, when Joe Montana was a quarterback, those guys all had a say. Everybody was invited to say, hey, Dan, what do you think? Hey, Joe, what do you think? Even in the modern era, even Bill Belichick's team, Tom Brady's got at least an opinion.
Hold on, though. Let's hear the rest of what he has to say, and then I'll tell you. You're right. I mean, he should get a vote in what happens, but let's hear the rest of the clips. I want to hear what he has to say.
All right, here we go. I'm not going to do instant analysis. Keep playing him. Go ahead.
I had talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as coach. I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and I'm glad he's here. But it's decisions like that that have happened over and over and over again that make me realize that the organization looks at me and my job is just to play. In my opinion, based on what I've accomplished in this league, the way I care about my teammates, the way I show up in the locker room, the way I lead, the way I conduct myself in the community, you should tie myself to a little bit more input. The rules, you know, are the same for most people, but every now and then there's some outliers. You know, guys who've been in organization for 17 years and won a few MVPs, where they can be in conversations at a different higher level. I'm not asking for anything that other great quarterbacks across the last few decades have not gotten. I wanted to help the organization.
I think that there's something to be understood about this. Thank you for that, Laura. Pardon. Is that, like, okay, so you want more say, but, like, the level of seriousness he shows towards certain other things, like maybe the Packers just didn't think he was that responsible with his say. Like, I get it that maybe he deserves it, but if the Packers are like, well, no, you're just not the guy we want making those decisions, like, I kind of understand that. I mean, we're talking about a guy who doesn't even talk to his family. You know what I mean? Like, so there's room for understanding here. And listen, is a player of his accord and his quality deserving of more say in a franchise? Sure. But this is still the NFL. Like, we're not talking about the NBA here. I think there's as much of a reality check, I think, where after all of the big-time promotions and big-time stuff that he did outside the field, he expected that to play inside of the front office. And they were like, no, bro, we're the Green Bay Packers. You're a guy from California. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of understand why this got to a head. If even after he showed up, he felt the need to air them out like that, they probably just felt like, bro, you're all out here talking too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not getting our franchise hijacked by that. Do I think that's the right decision? Maybe, maybe not. But, like, the more he talks, the more I understand why the Packers were like, we're not playing hardball with you, bro.
Okay, so I'm going to come at it from the opposite perspective, which is this. He is right. 17 years in the league, multiple MVPs, a Super Bowl championship. I think that a quarterback of his magnitude has earned the right to have the general manager and the team president. Granted, Green Bay's an unusual situation in terms of ownership.
Right.
But I think he's earned the right, no different than Tom Brady. I can tell you as a fact that Drew Brees was consulted on a lot of decisions.
Right, but did you hear what he said? He said he was consulted. They just didn't do what he wanted. Those are two separate things.
See, I actually heard him say, they hired Matt, and nobody even gave me a chance to opine.
That's about Matt. But when he was talking about other players, he said that he was consulted, and he's told them a lot of things, and they just didn't take it.
Well, I hear him saying something a little different, which is, hey, guess what? I've got a great agent who's got represents a lot of players. I work out with a lot of guys in the offseason. I can bring some data points to the conversation, and nobody is even letting me have a seat at the table. And you know what I really hear, Clinton? I hear a guy whose feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, any great quarterback of this era has been given a chance to at least opine. What do you think of this receiver? What do you think of this? How about this? Let me throw this one at you. You ready? Hey, Aaron. We're close, man. We're really, really close. What is your opinion about what we need to get over the top? Because we're thinking about the first round and what we need
to
do.
They played in three championship games in the last 5 years.
And drafted
It's not like they were a bad team. This is why I'm not going crazy about this. I'm a player empowerment guy. But the team was pretty good. And you know how the team got pretty good? It wasn't by listening to Aaron Rodgers. It was by Aaron Rodgers playing. Like, this is a reasonable beef between a franchise that knows what they're doing, as evidenced by the fact that, hello, they picked Aaron Rodgers when they did, and a guy who feels that he's outgrown the market, which is pretty much what happened. I think that the only reason they didn't get rid of him is because they, as talent evaluators, know how good he is. You know what I'm saying? They just don't think that he is a talent evaluator to their grade. I think that's reasonable.
Well, but every player thinks they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay? LeBron thinks so. Aaron Rodgers thinks so.
Right.
And players want to surround themselves with the sort of player. And in Aaron Rodgers' case, where he's really upset is, look, we're this close every year. If you in the first round draft a left tackle or a defensive end, that's going to help us get to the Super Bowl while I'm still playing. And what you did was you went and you drafted a quarterback in the first round. How does that help me?
Yeah, well, why don't you run into the end zone on third down? I mean, that might help you get in the Super Bowl, too, when you're playing against Tom Brady. I'm just saying.
Fair.
But you know what I'm saying? I know, like, they've had plenty shots. But
This is a guy, and I just want to say this. I love what he's doing.
I do, too.
Because I knew all
it's
along.
Not for me.
I knew all along he was going to show up. He was going to be the leader of his team. He's going to practice. He's going to play. But you know what else he's going to do? Because he is so angry at the front office, he's going to be raw, honest, candid, and he is going to be a pain in their ass until
right,
they give him what he wants.
Right, which is a distraction, man. And, like, I get it. They're going to be talking about the different concessions they have to make. They just traded for what's-his-name who played with him. I can't remember his
Randall
name.
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, thank you. You know, like, okay, but, like, what if the Packers aren't as good this year? Then what? Like, we just sit there and say, oh, well, this is what you get. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the end game is for him here, other than just making a point about a franchise that everybody knows isn't going to change either way.
I love it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, Aaron Rodgers. I want to hear your truth, man. I want to hear honesty. Rip them. All right. We are live from Rams Training Camp, driven by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. Get the Hyundai you've always wanted. It's your journey, so own it. All right, Greg Bergman, are you ready for Big Deal or No Deal, which is coming up next?
Yes, I'm always ready for Big Deal, No Deal. And I think Boss Amanda is going to play. Yeah, she's already walking over here.
She's coming back.
She is ready to play.
She heard the words.
She's like, I love all the games because I'm out on a walk. And when I'm walking, I play the games with you guys. And now today I get a chance to play live at Rams training camp. That's where we are. It's the SLK. We're at UC Irvine. And Big Deal or No Deal is coming up next on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, producer Greg, Big Deal or No Deal is being brought to us by Salmon Ash Law, because it is a big deal to call the right attorney when you're injured in an accident. Call our friends at Salmon Ash Law, 1-800-304-2000. That's 1-800-304-2000, because you, sir, you, I'm pointing right at you.
Behind me?
No,
there's
you.
Nobody there.
No, you, man.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You deserve what's right. You do.
I do. You're right. All right, so Amanda is here with us again, Boss Betty Pantsuit, joining Woo-hoo! Us once again for Big Deal,
so
No Deal.
I had so much fun last time, I wanted to come back for more.
Come on.
So
are you talking about Rams training camp, or are you talking about this game?
Both.
Ha-ha.
I'll be back here Saturday.
And we'll be back here next Wednesday.
Because I love it so much.
Let's go.
All right, so these are going to be questions that you may or may not like. Well, let's see. Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, I'm going to start with the funner one with you then. How about that? Funner California. It's a real
thing.
That's
true. No, I have heard of Funner California.
Exactly.
Where is Funner California?
That's
Funner. You got it.
Isn't that like Harrah's or somebody?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who is one of our great advertisers
that's
that we love so much.
See?
Right.
Funner California.
Got it.
Just trying to help out. That's all we're doing here. All right, so Amanda, do you remember in the 90s when Pizza Hut was a restaurant and not only delivery?
Why, it's only delivery now?
Yes, Scott.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But that's not true, because my mom and dad have one by their house that is a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
All right, so, well, Pizza Hut is selling its iconic red cups and a new clothing line called the Tasteware Collection.
Wait. The mirrored red cup? Yes. Like the frosted, rather?
Yes, that's exactly what it are.
Oh.
And a new clothing line called the Tasteware Collection that looks like the decor from the restaurant, so you can feel nostalgic at home. So is this a big deal or no deal?
Oh, I think this is a big deal, especially for folks like me who are maybe a little bit older.
What?
Remember those days?
I do. I do. I became the old guy around here. I don't know how it happened.
And you are older than me, but I'm older than these other two here.
Right.
So,
I think
it's a big deal. I think people are going to like it and be fully on board with it.
I'm going to say that Pizza Hut having their own line of clothing is a big deal, and here's why.
By the way, another great sponsor of ours, shout out to Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Love you.
No, right. I mean, listen, nobody pizzas like the Hut.
That's right.
Obviously.
You know
we,
this.
We love, I love their stuffed crust pizza.
Let's say this. Sometimes you got to make adjustments in your business plan.
Okay.
You know, like, do you know that Airbnb was, like, on the verge of completely going out of business? But what they did was they got into the T-shirt business, and the T-shirt business actually funded Airbnb as it was just growing. So sometimes you got to just change your business model completely. And somebody somewhere was going, pizza's awesome, but you know what would be better? The cups that everybody really likes.
Those were great.
And the clothes that everybody really digs. So you know what? Let's do that. And so I think it's a big deal.
You know, big deal for me because, number one, I guess I didn't realize that they were completely non-brick-and-mortar at this point. I thought that there would have been pockets of America
there
where
are.
You can go. And true story, did I not, when you asked us where the facilities were when we got here today, did I describe the place down there? I said the Pizza Hut-looking building with the top chopped off is where the bathroom is. I actually said that. So the reason I bring that up is because there is a great website called Refurbished Pizza Huts, if you've never seen it.
Wow. God, you know all this stuff.
I'm like Cliff Clavin. I know a lot of things.
Cliff Clavin.
Man.
Yes. You know?
Jeez. Yeah, like
I know
how
a lot
bored
of stuff.
Are you looking up Groundskeeper IG? I don't know.
Resourcefulness, baby. It's a critical skill to have.
Yeah. Laura, next, please. All right, Clinton.
Yes.
Gravitas Adventures has secured the U.S. rights to Nick Broomfield's documentary Last Man Standing, Suge Knight, and the Murders of Biggie and Tupac. It will be in theaters starting August 20th, and Broomfield says this about the film. I very much hope that through the film, with the help of retired FBI agent Phil Carson and so on, there will be some kind of resolution. I would very much like the film to be a part of that. Is this a big deal or no deal?
This is no deal to me. We're at movie 7 now.
Something like that.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny either, but it's like it's one of those topics where I'm like, and people talk about this all the time, like when we do various nostalgia things. I'm like, listen, I'm a brother from DC. I was a hip hop fan. I'm not trying to relive that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not on my list of things that I look back fondly upon and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to redig and find every single detail about what happened between Biggie and Pac or really anybody related to that. Those families are growing up and going through things. And like, I don't know, man. I think that there's sort of a weird, like, macabre cult around those two murders that just has never gone away. And I lost interest many years ago through grief. You know what I'm saying? Like, these two rappers died decades ago and we're still out here. It's not for me. No.
I'm going to say no deal also. However, I do want to reserve the right to change my mind at a later date should there be real resolution, compliments of this FBI guy. For now, no deal for me, reserving the right should there be some resolution.
But fair. Wouldn't we know if there was resolution
right.
already? Like, so no deal for me because I don't think anything new is going to come out of it.
Yeah, I'm not really here for I'm not even really here trying to listen to Pac and Biggie anymore. Every time I hear Hypnotizing a Club, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Song is way played. I mean, I love the legacy of his family. If you ever get a chance, once again, mindless knowledge, but in this case it's important. Check out what Biggie's kids are doing now. They're business people and they do a lot of stuff.
So basically what you're all saying is that don't listen to documentaries as your final judgment.
Well, I mean, if you lived it,
I mean,
you lived
true.
It. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't need to know anything more.
I feel like I'm like two OJ movies in, and I'm good.
Well, right.
But
you
like
know,
seven
OJ
involved.
The OJ story, though, was a completely different story. It like invented reality television as we knew it, as we know it, and it completely changed the entire media landscape of not just LA, but the nation. Pac and Biggie was not that in the same sort of way, and especially not that 30 years later or 20 years later, whatever it is, you know? So, anyway.
All right, next,
good luck
Laura.
On the documentary.
All right, Cap, we are close to the MLB trade deadline, and the Cubs seem to be shipping everybody out. Shortstop and impending free agent Javier Baez is most likely moving as well, and was very honest when what he was trading, what you're trading for if you get him, saying, if I go to free agency, I would like to play with Francisco Lindor of the Mets.
Frankie.
I love playing with him in the World Baseball Classic. It is the only option I would like to take to play second base if it is to play with him. Otherwise, I will stay playing at shortstop. Is Baez making his intentions clear while still under contract and on the trade block a big deal or no deal?
I'm going to say no deal. First of all, whoever gets him is going to get a guy who really knows how to celebrate a home run. That home run he hit the other night against Cincinnati, and he was rowing.
It wasn't just against Cincinnati. It was against Amir Garrett, who he has very specific beef with.
Yeah. And I loved him going to first base, rowing his boat, and then pointing. Look, I don't think it's that big of a deal. In this world of what we're living in right now in terms of players, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers earlier. We talk about all these guys that want to try and get to where they want to go. He wants to be in a specific place to play with a specific player. And Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, big hedge fund guy,
yep.
This is the guy who got blown up in the GameStop mess. That guy is probably thinking to himself, oh, you want to come here? Good, we want to make that happen. Because everybody would like to have that guy on their team.
I think it's a big deal, sorry, because Javi Lopez would be playing second base. Fun fact about Javi Lopez, see, again, your boy knows a lot. Javi Lopez is, in fact, he bats right and throws right, but guess what, Amanda? He's actually left-handed. Like, he eats and writes with his left hand. So that's why his stabs and tags are so good with his glove hand, because that's what he does. And you play second base, that changes on the infield.
It does. Yeah.
You have dropped a ton of knowledge.
So we're going big deal. I'm going with the president of the Handsome Man Club because
thank
of the information
you.
He just gave me.
Thank you. Secondarily, the biggest thing that happened in Major League Baseball today was that the Tigers beat the Twins by a field goal 17-14.
I saw it.
What
I
is that it. About? My goodness.
17-14 is ridiculous.
Should have ran it in at the end zone like Aaron Rodgers at the end of the game. I'm done.
All right, Laura. This is what we're going to do. We are now going to go play The Feud. Help me out.
Oh, my. Right. Oh, hey now. Right. Hey now.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. 100 people surveyed. Top 7 answers on the board, Steve Harvey.
There are top 7 answers on the board. And welcome to the SLK Family Feud.
Yes, sir.
All right, this is going to be the order. We're going to go Cap, Amanda, Clinton,
okay.
And then Laura.
He's always putting me in the hard spot because he's
I
the best.
I stink so bad.
You know
him.
He's the smartest one.
He knows
one,
I'm
so
the best at this.
You know, that's, you want him in the cleanup spot.
Remember, okay. I'm about beauty, not brains.
And I just can't handle the pressure, man, apparently.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it done.
All right, top 7 answers on the board. Cap, name something that's filtered.
I'm going to say water, Steve.
Number 1 on the board. There you go. Nicely done.
Ding.
Thank you.
Yes.
My bad.
We're going to play.
This is hard.
We're
going to
play,
all right, Amanda.
We're going to play.
All right, 6 more answers still on the board.
This
name
is tough.
Something that's filtered.
I mean, a pool is.
A pool is on the board. That is number 7 on the list.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Very
good answer.
Done.
Good answer.
Yeah. Good answer.
All right, I'm next.
All right, yep. Clinton, name me something that's filtered. 5 answers left.
We'll say air/exhaust.
Air is on the board. That is number 4. Again, no strikes yet, Laura. This is now on you. 4 left. Name something that's filtered.
Radio.
You're not wrong.
That was funny.
However,
that was funny.
That is not on the board.
I tried.
Now, how one current strike. Is this question?
Hold
this
on,
is
right. Hold on.
Booty list. This is booty list.
We've forced him to update.
This is a 2021 list.
I heard you the last time around, and you guys were complaining.
Laura calls it a booty list.
Okay.
Everybody gets
complains.
All butt hurt.
I just want to make sure because that determines my answer.
All right, Cap. Back to you.
Yep.
4 answers still left on the board.
Yep.
Name something that's filtered.
I'm going to say coffee, Steve.
Oh. Coffee, number 2.
I was going to say that was my board. That was my next answer.
That's nicely
good.
Done.
Yeah. That's good.
There are still 3 Ooh. Answers left, Amanda.
You said this is a 2020 list?
This is 2021.
Oh.
2021.
Oh, pictures. Wow. People filter their pictures.
Ooh, ooh, good answer.
That is a good answer.
Great answer.
However, not one of the 100 people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100 I'm done.
People
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
They're
I'm done.
Not as smart as me.
Okay, I do.
Sorry.
Sorry. Dang, I don't have another. That was going to be my answer.
I mean, sorry.
I mean, okay, this
two
is
strikes.
Sort of, this is sort of a cheat, and I'll take it. Is tea on there as well? Are coffee and tea the same answer?
Coffee and tea are the same answer.
Okay.
So you can.
Damn it.
Name something that's filtered. 3 answers left.
I can't even think of anything right now.
You can do it. Come on.
Oh, you can do it.
This
you
can do it.
One's
you got
pretty,
this.
Pretty obvious.
One's
oh,
pretty
an obvious?
Obvious
one?
Yeah.
I think I'm tagging in.
Can I?
I think
Amanda.
I got one. I think I got one.
I got one, too.
Yes, oil. Yes. That was my answer.
I was
yes.
going to say gas.
Oh,
oil.
Yeah. Yeah, that all goes
I
together.
Think of that. Yeah. I don't know a car.
That is,
that?
That is
all
on
right.
the voice.
Yes.
All
I'm
right.
Good answer, Carl.
Yeah.
Right on.
Damn.
There are still 2 answers left. Laura, there are still 2 answers on the board.
That was the one that I was going to say.
Pictures not being on there is throwing
well,
me.
Well, that's I'm sorry. It was taken away from you. So name something that's filtered. 2 answers left. 2 strikes comes down to you.
Can I help her?
Please do, because they took my answer.
There's no rules here anymore.
Cigarettes,
so cigarettes are on the board. That is number 30 on the board.
I don't
cigarettes
smoke.
Is
I
a great
one.
That was the obvious
How
one.
Did I missed that. I burn eaters every time I drink a beer. Oh.
All right, there's 1 answer
that
left.
That is personally devastating.
1 answer left, Cap.
And wait, me? It's my turn?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm
I mean,
positive.
It's the group's turn.
Okay, yeah.
You can all work together.
Okay.
1 answer left. Only 2 people answered this.
Oh.
Okay.
So this is a hard one. Don't this be looking at my screen, Amanda.
Name something
I can't
that's
see
filtered.
That far.
Something that's filtered.
Something that's filtered.
Something that is filtered.
Urine.
Ooh, sunlight.
Do you all agree? Do you all agree? Are we
good
all agreeing?
Answer. I'll take
no,
it.
Sunlight.
Good answer.
Are we all agreeing?
Sunlight.
Yes. No, that is the third strike. I'm sorry.
Was
so
it
close.
Sunlight?
So close. So
was
close.
It sunlight?
No, it was not sunlight. Oh. No, the answer was vacuum.
That's
air.
Man, that's
okay.
Terrible.
That falls in the air exhaust.
Those
you can look at it yourself.
Suck.
Vacuum.
I don't need to look at that to tell
those
you
two
what
people
goes
suck.
You can get as mad as you want.
Yeah,
the answer was
people
vacuum.
Are whack.
You know what?
No.
That list is booty.
Yeah.
See?
No,
booty list.
I told
you.
Oh, boy.
No,
all right, let's go to traffic.
Weak.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's do that. We are live at Rams Training Camp. It's being driven by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. Get the Hyundai you've always wanted. It's your journey, so own it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, what a great day today at Rams training camp. And by the way, we are back on Wednesday of next week. The full complement of the SLK, Sedano, LZ, Cap, the whole crew will be here. Although, Clinton, you should be here too, man.
50-50 shot if you're lucky. I just might have an appointment on my calendar for the Handsome Man community. You never know.
Yeah.
Got it in one last time.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? There it is.
You should be here. You should be
I'll
here
do
next
my
week.
Best.
Hey, I want to take one quick minute, and then I really want to get you guys opinion here on the Giants and the Dodgers game two tonight. But real quick, let me thank everybody who's helped make today a phenomenal success. I'll start by kissing up and I'll say to the Rams PR staff, fantastic job by you guys. But bringing it home and in-house, great job by Laura running this operation back in L.A. Bergman, phenomenal job. But everybody else, and fill in some names here if I need to. But you know,
Amanda, who's sitting right here, that's one name who's been very helpful.
There you go. All right, so top level management in the house, congrats.
For sure.
Okay,
you got Carlo doing all of our social media for
phenomenal,
us.
Phenomenal, Carlo, outstanding work. That was a great live stream going that we had earlier today.
Kern and Josh were running the
promotions.
The promotions
in the house. Promotions in the house is right. Right on, fellas. Nice job.
Chris Morales was running around. He was helping out like always.
Chris is doing a great job. I think you'll wind up hearing a lot of what Chris recorded. Today.
Rick Cutler and his son were helping out. They did a great job today.
Nice job, Ed's
son. That's a great pair of shades got going there, buddy. Just want you to know that.
At one point, Ed's son was at the controls, you know, and DeMarco was trying to get on the air, and Ed's son didn't get him on the air. Were you starting to panic at all?
That was Caden. That's Caden over there.
Caden, okay.
Caden, did you sweat at all at that point? No, you had it.
There was a scramble. There was a scramble, but we handled it.
Yeah,
you know?
You had it.
He got outside the pocket and delivered the ball downfield.
Nice job, man.
That's what we want.
Good to have you here, young fella.
Of course, Tommy Lamb was around here as well.
And Tommy Lamb's a rock star.
And he was. And Janice was on. Was doing some social media as well.
Yep.
And our guests, let's go through the guest list. Who do we have?
Les Snead.
Robert Woods. Strong. Robert Woods came through.
DeMarco Farr.
DeMarco and
Mojo. Maurice Jones-Drew.
DeMarcus and Mojo. There was like a double guest segment, which I keep talking
about. It was Robert Woods and
DeMarco. I love that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And I'm going to even throw this out there. You ready? Last people from the station to just throw a little thanks to. Couple of our sales guys showed up big today.
Here we go.
As well. Not bad. Not bad to have the sales guys show up on site. Pretty good.
Pretty good. They were here.
Pretty good.
They're here.
Not bad.
Soccer guys still soccering out here, too.
Nice job, sales team.
I just wanted to say that way.
Way to go, guys. All right, fellas, listen. Clinton said this yesterday. Bergman, you immediately jumped and disagreed. He said that the Dodgers against the Giants is a must-win series because the Giants had taken 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers in L.A. last week. The Dodgers lose last night. Everybody knows the story now of Bellinger airmailing the ball to third base. And the Dodgers wind up losing a tight game late in the game. Clinton says must win. You said not a must win. Is tonight a must win for
Hold
the
on.
Dodgers?
Who's the matchup tonight?
It is Walker Buehler versus Anthony Descalfani.
Yeah, so I mean, yes, this is like the best pitching matchup.
It's another must win. I mean, again, because when Walker takes the mound, you expect to win. I mean, I just, you know, look. You know, again, we talked about it before. The numbers are one thing. The way you play baseball is another. They're not playing good baseball right now. The one way to get back into playing good baseball is to try to win a daggone game.
You know, Cody Bellinger throwing the ball all over the shop. You don't want that. You know, I just think they haven't won since we declared it a must-win. So what are we doing, Greg?
No, I mean, you say they haven't won.
Come on, help us out. Help us out, Greg. They're
0-1. It's been one
game. That's one
game. They're winless.
That's one game.
Since he said this
yesterday. Winless since the declaration.
Yeah, look, I still don't think it's a must-win game as in the sense of what a must-win game is. Should they win today? Absolutely. Anytime Walker Buehler's on the mound, you have to win. And they haven't won, I think, the last two or three times he's been on the mound. So those, I mean, that's a lot of it. That becomes an offensive thing. Julio Urias yesterday pitched lights out. He was so good. I think he allowed one run, and that was it. And then they blew it away with the Bellinger thing.
Yeah.
Tonight, they got to get hits against Anthony Descalfani. This is something that they've done multiple times in the past. They're one of the only teams that can hit this guy, period. And so they need to get to him today. They did not get to him in the first inning. So hopefully they can move it forward. But I still don't think it's must win. Even if they lose this series, get swept, I still don't think it's the end of the season.
Wow. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find a stat that I saw yesterday that was very important, but I can't find it.
One-run games are terrible in one-run games.
That was part of it, but it was a leads after the eighth situation that I can't remember.
Yeah, there were some other interesting stats that I heard that I've since forgotten.
The loss dropped the Dodgers to 5-10 this season when tied entering the eighth inning.
Yeah, look what's going on with this Dodger team, though. Everybody is injured. There's nobody out there. But everybody's coming back. Corey Seager is supposed to come back this weekend. Mookie Betts is supposed to come back on the 7th.
I'm sorry, you told me about Cody Bellinger. You always got an excuse. Oh, he's out of position. Oh, he just got back. I'm just saying.
You want to hear something about Cody Bellinger? Cody Bellinger has not been a good baseball player since the first half of the MVP season in 2019.
Whoa. Wow, hot take.
He has not been. He's been terrible.
There you go.
Wow. He has not been good. At this point, if he sticks around being this guy, his defense is what's keeping him on the field.
If the live stream was still up, I'd be staring into the distance.
But you don't believe me? Look at it. Go look. It's terrible.
Before we get out of here, make a prediction. You ready? Will Max Scherzer get traded tonight, as all the rumors are that it'll get done tonight? And who will he get traded to?
That's two predictions, but I think he will get traded tonight.
That is two predictions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you give us to the who?
No, I don't know. I think it's two.
Yep, I do think that he'll be traded tonight.
And? Will you take it to who?
Dodgers. What's coming up next, Cap?
Thank you very much for that setup, Greg. That's a nice softball. Coming up next, LAFC versus Minnesota United live from the bank. That is what's coming up next. Hey, listen, thanks to everybody who's listening today. Thanks to everybody who stopped by and said hello. We took pictures with everybody. It was awesome. Thanks to everybody who was checking us out on social media. For the entire 710 crew from Rams training camp at UC Irvine, we out.